As a Benedictine monk, of course, I follow matters Benedictine quite closely, and as far as possible from Rome. And carrying this title of the titular abbot of Westminster Abbey in London, of course, gives me a nice alternative ancient Benedictine community. Now, of course, an Anglican church and centre of so many wonderful things in the liturgies and ceremonies of Britain and the United Kingdom. Monte Cassino, the place which Hia persuaded Benedict from his cave in Subiaco to be their superior, and was where he wrote the rule around about 500 AD, or compiled the rule more accurately, was also badly destroyed, as many of you will know, in 1944 by the Allies during their advance through Italy. It being a very strategic place with a very good view over the surrounding countryside. So in that destruction, it was agreed that the Americans, who actually bombed it, would repay by rebuilding it, and that is the Monte Cassino we have today, the massive, wonderful monastery on the top of that hill overlooking the plains below, right over to the sea. Over a number of occasions in recent years, the abbot, the archabbot of Monte Cassino, has undertaken an initiative to have a sort of pilgrimage of peace, to recall the destruction of Monte Cassino, to put aside any sense of guilt and grievance arising from it, and more positively, a determination to heal wounds and to promote peace, not just in Europe, but throughout the world. And one of the ways he does this is by organising a group from Cassino, the town of Cassino, and some of the monks, to visit another city, obviously mainly in Europe, where they will go to the cathedral or to the monastery, and they'll have a candle lit, a little ceremony, and then that candle is solemnly brought back to Monte Cassino around about the time of the Feast of St. Benedict on the 21st of March. This year, the chosen place to visit was Westminster Abbey in London. And I was privileged, of course, as the titular abbot, to be invited to take part by the Dean, Dean John Hall, and one or two of the canons who were present there, Jane Hedges, wonderful woman canon, the first woman canon of Westminster Abbey, ordained priest in the Anglican Church. And she was there, and various other of the junior canons as well, as well as the choir. And we had a evensong with bishops from the Anglican Church and bishops from Italy, particularly the Bishop of Norcia, and, as I say, several monks and people from Cassino, and a congregation of perhaps 300 or 400 people in the abbey to celebrate this prayer for peace within the context of their evening liturgy, evensong. And it was a wonderful moment at the end when the dean with the abbot, they lit the candle and a procession out to take the candle eventually back to Monte Cassino. And that was the start of a little pilgrimage. Probably about 2 weeks later, we arrive at the 20th of March, and I'm invited down to Monte Cassino itself, to the abbey, to see the reception of the lighted candle and to continue the prayer for peace throughout the world. And in those ceremonies, we had a Vespers on the evening of the 20th of March, to which Canon John Hall was present with one of his junior canons and myself, and various other local guests, and they provided a wonderful little ceremony of Vespers and special prayer, special readings, homilies, to mark the occasion, followed by a nice concert in the abbey, then a festive meal, and then a mass the following morning to celebrate the big feast of St. Benedict. Now, during the course of all that, there was one little story which moved many of us there almost to tears. The story goes like this, that Canon John Hall brought to Monte Cassino, covered in bright red cloth, a plaque, a wooden plaque, with an engraving of the Nativity. And the story is that after the battle of Monte Cassino, one of the Allied soldiers, who was presumably walking around the ruins of the abbey, found this plaque lying down and picked it up. Clearly, it was obviously just a bit of wood lying on the ground. There was it wasn't painted, it was just probably oak, about half a metre long and a few centimetres wide and fairly thin, so it was quite easy to carry. So he took it off and thought that would be a nice souvenir for him. Story is, I think, that he later got injured, and the nurse, who was not a Catholic, cared for him, and as a sign of his thanks, he gave her the plaque. So the plaque went back to England, and time passed from 1944, and during that time this nurse had looked after numerous different people at different stages of their lives, etc., etc. And at one stage, one of the people who was looked after by her was the former British ambassador to the Holy See, Francis Campbell. When she came to die, or was dying, and wanted to dispose of her effects, she thought, well, who can I give this to? And obviously, Francis had touched her in some way, and they'd been friends, and so she passed from her Protestant position, Anglican Protestant position possibly, to the Catholic Francis Campbell, the plaque, which was part of the previous monastery at Monte Cassino. So with that, later on, he comes to hear of this initiative by the Archabbot of Monte Cassino to light his candle in Westminster Abbey. And so, thinking that this might be a nice gesture, he passes from the Catholic former ambassador to the Holy See, British ambassador to the Holy See, to the Anglican dean of Westminster Abbey, this plaque, saying that since Westminster Abbey is part of the Pilgrimage of Peace linked to Monte Cassino this year, why not offer this back as a gift? And so, at the end of one of the ceremonies in Monte Cassino, Dean John Hall, with this brilliantly red cover, presented this to the Archabbot, this plaque from the old Monte Cassino. So, in a lovely sort of way, everything had come full circle. The prayer for peace had brought always the intentions of where there is fighting and war going on. And behind the prayer for peace are the small little undergrowths of new life, of reconciliation, of return and rediscovery. And within that context, the plaque, the return of the plaque to the abbey at Monte Cassino was something that touched a lot of people, coming as it did from Britain, who involved in the fighting at the Battle of Monte Cassino itself. And significantly enough, one of the monks in my own community at Ampleforth, Father George Forbes, he was a chaplain to some of the British forces there in Monte Cassino, and for his courageous prayer to encourage the soldiers was awarded the Military Cross, which is a decoration for bravery. And it's a nice way that these little threads link in with each other, and that our lives are never just one thing, but there are always other stories behind, and these other stories reveal to us that human interest and human feelings and human suffering and human pain and human joy are all interlinked in some way in our lives. And an event like the Pilgrimage of Peace and the restoration of this panel to its original owner just enriches the experience, and a wonderful experience it was too.